brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Jim Thorpe. We're talking to him from his home near Gloucester in England. Now, Jim holds an FAA IFR multi-rating, flies a Cessna 421. He's retired now, likes to use it for long trips. The whole issue of FAA licensing and FAA-approved maintenance has reared its head in all of the European Union in the last week. Jim, can you give us a little bit of background as to why this has become such an issue now?
Well, it might seem rather strange to American ears that people want to operate an aircraft on the American register. And really, there are two reasons for this. One is a perception that it's easier to maintain aircraft under the FAA system. And secondly, there's a big difference in the level of difficulty for getting an FAA instrument rating as opposed to a European instrument rating. And in recent times, Europe is trying to unify all the regulations and the rules, and this is going to have some impact on that situation.
How is it easier to get an FAA IFR rating than it is to get a European one?
Well, if you take the ICAO basics, the requirement is for 40 hours of instrument time and 10 hours of dual with an instructor. The FAA system makes that 15 hours dual with instructor. Let's take it a UK system for a moment, because there are variations across Europe. You would require 50 hours of dual training in an approved school, not just with an instructor. Also, the theoretical knowledge is vastly more under a UK system than it would be under the FAA system of getting the theory done.
Okay, so what would a unified regulation look like? What's the standard in Europe going to be?
Well, the problem is the standard in Europe is likely to be that which I've just described, because it's very much based on the commercial model. However, EASA, that's the European Aviation Safety Agency, is considering having a kind of more appropriate procedure for private pilots, which would be much closer to the American model. However, at the moment, that more realistic procedure is not in place, but the legislation for the much more commercially orientated heavyweight procedure is. And so people are very worried that their privileges may be very adversely affected unless change is adopted.
So the proposal is that by 2012, anybody that has an FAA IFR rating would have to pass all the tests and do all the dual for the European one.
That's the worst, potentially the worst possible situation. It's a slight oversimplification, but certainly have very onerous procedures to go through and almost have to start again and get a European rating, which didn't account for the fact that they already had an FAA rating.
Well, what about the theory in the world that the FAA system of regulating pilots is like the gold standard? Why do you think that Europe wants a higher standard?
I'm not sure that it's quite in those terms. I mean, there's been an ongoing negotiation between Europe and the States to try and get mutual acceptance of their various rules and regulations and certifications. And for one reason or another, these negotiations have not worked out. I don't think that the sectional interests are entirely on one side. I think there are difficulties from both ends, and it simply hasn't happened. And in the meantime, Europe has gone ahead with what was the what was known as the JAA system, which was a voluntary system of unified standards around Europe and other parts of the world. And that was very, very orientated towards commercial flight training. There are very few people in Europe, private pilots, who hold an instrument rating compared with the situation in the States.
A lot of a lot of what we're hearing from Americans is that this is sort of provocative, some sort of retaliation for the Airbus WTO ruling and that sort of thing. Do you see it that way?
Well, not at our level. That's the level of an ordinary pilot. I mean, yes, it could be that at the highest level there are sectional interests of that kind, and that affects all the kind of negotiations between the EASA and the FAA, but I have no ability to give any specifics on that. Certainly at the level at which we represent people, our pilots in Europe, it's more about the detail, and that hasn't been an issue at that sort of level, no.
Okay, pilot rating is one thing. There are also issues with aircraft maintenance, particularly STCs.
Yes, the history here is that obviously most light aircraft were made in America and start out with American certification. When Europe was a number of independent countries, it was not always cost-effective for American companies to certify their products in every European country. So a whole lot of very strange situations developed. I mean, there might be an STC that was became approved in Germany, and then the aircraft was sold to the UK, and say it was, I don't know, a low Presti speed mod, might have to be taken off in order for the aircraft to come onto the UK register. This was obviously pretty unsatisfactory, and so pilots started to keep their aircraft on the N register because there was more flexibility with regard to modification. There was also a perception that American maintenance standards were more relaxed, shall we say, easier to comply with. Possibly that emerges because the American system still vests a lot of the authority in the individual person, the AMP or the inspector, whereas the European system vests the authority in organizations, and that tends to be rather more expensive. So that's kind of how it all came about.
There is a fear that the effect of all of this will be a glut of used airplanes on the market and registered airplanes that are modified or are simply being dumped by their owners because of the perception that they're going to be impossible to keep maintained. Do you see that happening?
I don't think so. The present position is that although these quite draconian basic regulations have been in place for some time, there's a process by which the detail of them can be amended and by which transitional arrangements can be put in place. So I'm kind of hopeful that there'll be a sensible way in which somebody flying on an FAA instrument rating can convert it to a European instrument rating. I don't say they'll be happy about that process, but it won't be of a sufficient difficulty that they would want to get rid of their aeroplane. As regards the aeroplane itself, actually the proposals there are pretty benign now, and there's really no reason why an N-registered aircraft can't continue to be operated in Europe. I understand that people say that the European Safety Agency have made kind of promises in the past, and indeed if these sensible measures to reduce the impact were not put in place, then the position could be quite serious.
Okay, well, there are groups and organizations and companies mounting huge lobby efforts and trying to get the U.S. government involved in preventing all of this. What's your view of all that?
Well, I think that in broad terms, it would be good if the, you know, if we believe in free trade, for the US and for Europe to agree common standards and equivalences between their procedures and situations. And I applaud people for trying, but I don't think this needs to be an emergency measure. It's a long-term process, and I hope it succeeds. But I'm also very hopeful that for, in the short term, for pilots with a problem now, that we will find short-term solutions to address their difficulties. I mean, I'm a committee member of the European Association of Instrument Pilots, PPLER Europe, and we spend a lot of time over in Europe discussing and lobbying and suggesting ways in which we can find workable solutions to these problems.
Well, it's been a pleasure spending some time with you today, Jim. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.